This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Zimbabwe's main opposition party on Tuesday demanded fresh elections supervised by neighboring countries. The call by the Citizens Coalition for Change sees the party continue to dig in on its re-election of last week's polls that saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa win re-election.
That to exit and restore democracy and legitimacy in our country, we are going to settle for less, none other than a free, fair, credible, and a proper election in our country.
Gift Siziba, the deputy spokesman for the CCC, said his party rejected the election in its entirety. Secrecy surrounding the funeral on Tuesday for Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin meant it could not be turned into a large public show of support. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Villagers living near the crash site told Reuters at the time that they heard a loud bang before seeing the plane fall. The plane model had a good safety record and only one incident in two decades of flying, which was not related to mechanical issues. This is the last known video of Prigozhin, said to have been filmed in Africa and released just days before the incident. The crash killed him and other top members of his private military company, Wagner Group, along with the plane's crew. It's not clear what will happen to the group now, which appears to be leaderless.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine of targeting five Russian regions with drones early Wednesday in what appears to be the biggest drone attack on Russian soil in the 18 months of fighting in Ukraine. Drones hit an airport in a western region and were shot down over other regions. This is VOA News. A government spokesperson for Malawi says President Lazarus Chakwera is not resigning after the opposition Democratic Progressive Party called for him to step down over economic challenges. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Government spokesperson Moses Kunkuyu told a local media outlet on Monday that DPP officials were making the remarks out of anger emanating from bitterness over losing elections in 2020.
The country has taken a path to recovery, and we are not where we were when President Chakwera came into office 3 years ago. This country was worse than where we are today.
President Chakwera took office in 2020 after defeating DPP leader Peter Mutharika in a rerun election. Lameck Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
A massive wildfire is burning unabated in northeastern Greece for the 11th day, despite the efforts of hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of water-dropping aircraft. After burning across vast tracts of land, the blaze is mainly concentrated deep in a forest near the border with Turkey, in an area difficult to access. The wildfire was blamed for 20 of the 21 wildfire-related deaths in Greece last week. Additional firefighting aircraft from France and Spain are joining firefighting forces sent from across Europe. The U.S. Open, now happening in New York, is the noisiest of tennis's four Grand Slams, with the trains, planes, music, and of course fans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After winning there Monday night, Novak Djokovic called it the biggest stadium in tennis.
The loudest stadium in our sport.
Arthur Ashe Stadium has a retractable roof, so the nearby airport and subway add to the loudness, along with music and fans.
New Yorkers love their tennis.
Those same fans can also hurt a player.
It's the first time I'm crying in a press conference. I thought as a tennis player, you are a performer.
That was Laura Sigmund after her Monday loss to Coco Gauff, where fans loudly applauded her faults. Audio courtesy USTA. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. government is trying to stop a planned expedition to the sunken Titanic shipwreck that could recover items of historic interest. The expedition is being organized by RMS Titanic Incorporated. The American firm owns the salvage rights to the wreck and exhibits recovered artifacts. The government's legal challenge to the expedition has nothing to do with the fatal implosion of the Titan submersible in June. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.